Hello and welcome. Thank you for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother T. Glad to be back with you here for another episode of the Workbook Lessons in A Course in Miracles. And I'm joined by my beautiful wife, Reverend A. Good morning.
Good morning.
We're going to jump into Lesson 312 today. I see all things as I would have them be. This is a companion lesson to the lesson of yesterday. I judge all things as I would have them be. So before we begin, let's take a brief moment to join together in silence. Let's take a good deep breath.
I see all things as I would have them be. Perception follows judgment. Having judged, you therefore see what you would look upon. For vision merely serves to offer you what you would have. It is impossible to overlook what you would see and fail to see what you have chosen to behold. How surely, therefore, must the real world come to greet the holy sight of anyone who takes the Holy Spirit's purpose for his goal, for seeing. And he cannot fail to look upon what Christ would have him see and share Christ's love for what he looks upon.
I have no purpose for today except to look upon a liberated world, set free from all the judgments I have made. Father, this is your will for me today, and therefore it must be my goal as well. I see all things as I would have them be. And so it is. Again, let's join together for a brief moment of silence before we discuss this lesson a little bit. So one of the questions of the past was, what is the real world? The section that we just finished. Before we started this, what is the last judgment? And he refers back here in this lesson, in this teaching, that we would see, that we can see the real world, a liberated world set free from all judgments. That's our purpose. And we cannot do that when we are in a mind of separation. We cannot do that when we are listening to the voice of the ego, when we believe that to be our voice, our thoughts, who we are, what we are. The only way to begin to see a new world through the vision of Christ and to see a world liberated from judgment is to not be judging. And the only way to not be judging is to step away from that mind. Again, I referred to the sleeping self, because the only way to not be the sleeping self is to awaken from the illusion that that's who you are. And you wake up and you say, oh no, I have a different life. This is who I really am. And the only way to wake up from that experience of believing that this is who we really are as humans, as bodies, as egos, as minds, as thinking self, is to wake up from that and join with spirit. And then now we have awoken to a new way of being, just as dramatically different as being sleeping at night and waking up in the morning. It's a complete shift of paradigm, a complete shift of a reality, complete shift of perception, a complete shift of being. And we must shift out of that sleeping self into the awakened self. And again, here, we are the sleeping self. Even though we think we're awake, we're not. And we must transition. Surrender to that awake self, which we would call Christ consciousness. That's how we would see a liberated world. We can only see it through the vision of Christ, which is that we joined in that mind, that we have begun to realize the last judgment, that we are free. God's final judgment, referring back to this discussion of that question, God's final judgment is as merciful as every step in his appointed plan to bless his son. We are following those steps now. We are following those steps right now as we are studying this course and allowing ourselves to let go of the thinking self, to disregard, to ignore the thinking proposition that we know, even the truth of the past that we think we perceived. Oh, I know that's what happened. I was there. I saw it on the top fold of the newspaper. That doesn't make anything real. Our perception doesn't make anything real. In fact, it makes everything unreal, and we fall into a trance and then create all kinds of dramas around it. God's final judgment is as merciful as every step in his appointed plan to bless his son and call him to return to the eternal peace he shares with him. As we step closer to peace today, we are going to practice ignoring our thinking mind and continue to turn within in every moment when we get caught and just simply take a deep breath, turn within and say, what's the truth? And then allow the voice of love to inform us of what's real and unreal, what's relevant and deserves to be completely disregarded. And in that quiet listening, we begin to experience peace once again.
So I love this, that with the last judgment, perception ends. And if the last judgment is God's final judgment, you are still my holy son, forever innocent, forever loving, and forever loved, as limitless as your creator and completely changeless and forever pure. I mean, that's pretty awesome. Therefore, awaken and return to me. I am your father and you are my son. If that is the God's final judgment, and with that, when I align with that, then I would have all things be as that. And then I would see all things with that vision, that the separate perception ends with this final judgment. So perception follows judgment, except the final judgment. Because at that point, we awaken to the perception of being innocent, holy, lovable, loving, you know, forever, and limitless as our creator. And it all collapses. Judgment collapses. There's no more need for it. There's no need for forgiveness. There's no need for, you know, even Holy Spirit, right?
Ultimately, that's right.
And we are in pure non-duality in that moment. The only purpose that I have today is to look upon a liberated world, to look upon a world that has been set free from all the judgments that I have made. And so this is a purification process, truly. And that purification process is the proper use of denial. It is not possible for me to fail. It is not possible for me to die. It is not possible for me to be without love. It is not, none of those things that I dreamed and believed were possible and judged as possible, and therefore then saw and had them be that way through my judgment and then through my perception, all of this just fades away when I let go of judging. My only purpose is to look upon a liberated world set free of the judgments that I have laid upon it. And through forgiveness, as I forgive myself for all of my misperceptions and judgments, I see the world innocent. I see my brothers and sisters free and limitless as God created us. Are we willing to believe this? Are we willing to practice this? I see all things as I would have them be. This is God's will for me today, and therefore it must be my goal as well.
Yeah, this takes us back to the true thought principle that means and ends are one.
Mm-hmm.
So if the end is the final judgment, and the discovery at the end is that we're forgiven, that we're perfect, that we could never experience in reality sin, sickness, or death, you know, then every step in God's appointed plan takes us back to the end. In other words, you're perfect.
Mm.
And your brothers and sisters are perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And we must see them therefrom.
Mm-hmm.
So it just harkens back to that true thought principle. And as you were sharing that, I could see how that was, in my mind, I was seeing how that was tied. That was another example of how that's tied together.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so the ego's end is distraction and judgment. I mean, that's ultimately its plan, is to lay final judgment on everything.
Mm-hmm.
And the means to do that is to be separate and to call everything condemned.
Mm-hmm.
And to separate everything out. So we can kind of look at that law, that universal principle, as true for the ego mind as well as for our true self, that we're truly liberated and forgiven. And I love what you shared. You said, you know, our purpose is to overlook and just to let go of the judgment, which is really, you know, forgiveness, moving back before we give judgment.
Mm-hmm.
How surely, therefore, must the real world come to greet the holy side of anyone who takes the Holy Spirit's purpose as his goal for seeing? So we'll make a commitment today with you, Mighty Companion, to practice the holy instant today, to join with the Holy Spirit, and to allow the divine purpose of love, forgiveness, compassion, and understanding and allowance to be our purpose today in our interactions with the outer world. Does that sound good?
Yes.
I see all things as I would have them be. God bless you, brothers and sisters, for hanging out with us, Mighty Companions, one and all. We love you. Stay the course. We'll be right here with you. God bless you.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander into temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send